Good afternoon. This is your girl, Red Carpet Shelly, and today it's the Friday's Global Drumbeat. It's Caribbean Runnings, and we are joined by a special guest today. Today we have on the line Assassin, a.k.a. Agent Sasko. Welcome to Caribbean Runnings.
Yeah, man, it's a...
Now, first of all, I just would like to congratulate you on, you know, the huge honor at this year's Grammy Awards. Kendrick Lamar played the song The Blacker the Berry, which you're featured on. I know I was jumping for joy when I heard it. I was like, dancehall is being played at the Grammys right now. This is really, really major. What did it feel like for you at that moment?
I didn't catch the moment live, but, you know, either way, you know, it's been incredible. You know, as I said, to have the art form being featured at such a, you know, prominent spot. You know, that's prime. You know, that's, you know, one of the premier stages in music, and you know, to have the genre being represented there, you know, it's just incredible. And of course, in an amazing performance as well by Kendrick, and you know, I mean, just you know, just to be included in that moment is, you know, great for the art form. You know, I'm just happy to be a part of that as well.
Did you know that it was going to be performed at the Grammys?
No, absolutely not.
Wow. So that was a great surprise for you. Well, congratulations again. So you've worked with, you know, Kendrick Lamar on that. You did also feature with Kanye. I'm in it. So do you have any other works like down the line with some other hip-hop artists?
Yeah, well, we've been working with the hip-hop community over the last couple of years, and, you know, there are opportunities being born out of, you know, opportunities that we've had, and stay sharp and stay ready. But you know, I've done work with Raekwon and Melanie Fiona on that I'm in it. Soundboy Kelly, sorry. And then you have myself from Bungie Garland and Cardinal Official doing some work on the Sweeter Black project. And outside of that, I've been on a song with Cardinal OG being one of the last most recent ones. And then also some work just the other day with Rise to 5-9. On a mixtape called Rap on Steroids. The mixtape is called The Shooter, but the song that I'm on is called Rap on Steroids. And of course, you know, Eminem is a line of the same song, which, you know, to me was just something, you know, out of this world, because Eminem is also one of the people who have, you know, have great respect for, you know, his terms of his art form, and, you know, just as a rapper. So yeah, it was a good look, good vibe rather, to be, you know, included in that. So, you know, that's the outside of that, you know, other things being done, and, you know, just don't want to really start with them to them forward. But, you know, like remix, I was also on the official remix of the Rock City and Adam Levine.
Wow.
Featured on the remix of Good Times with Popcorn and DMXX and, you know, Young Thug and whatever. So yeah, we're doing some nice things. Also, the dancehall remix are turned on for what?
Wow. So you just name drop like almost every and anybody that's anyone in the music game, in the rap game. Is there anyone that you haven't worked with yet that's in that arena that you would love to work with?
Well, definitely. I mean, I've been listening to J. Cole for quite a minute, so, you know, I have great respect for him. Also met him when he came to Jamaica, so, you know, I think that would be a good collab there. One of my dream collaborations, my ultimate dream collaboration is actually with Stevie Wonder, so
wow.
I don't know if you could call some people and make something happen, but yeah.
Yeah, I have Stevie on speed dial, so I'll just call him up for you.
Yeah, also, I mean, Rihanna is also someone I think that collab would work. Who else? you know, outside of, you know, those, you know, few that I mentioned, of course, you know, anybody, you know, working at a certain level, and representing them craft on a certain level. When I say at a certain level, I don't mean the level of their quote-unquote success or celebrity, but just in terms of, you know, the respect for them art form and, you know, just you know, love and passion, you know, for what they're doing. So, you know, what, you know, once that is there, then, you know, we can get work done. You know, so I've been doing some work as well with some folks over in the UK, like, you know, from Chris Shane to Melissa Steele and a bunch of remixes. I have a track right now which is doing pretty well over that side, called Real Bad Man. I don't remember the guy again. Oh my God. But anyway, this track is called Real Bad Man. You can check it out. I mean, it's getting some nice love over in the UK. So, yeah.
Nice, nice. And you're about to go on tour in the UK as well, correct?
Yeah, I'm heading over that side tomorrow for a couple of concerts.
Okay.
It's going to be myself and Carlos Riley and Spice and Metro Media and Mighty Con. So it's an interesting package. So it's super good vibes.
Very good, very good. Let me change gears just a little bit. Tell me something about you that people would be surprised to know about Assassin.
I mean, well, anything like that, then if it's not known already, then certainly I'm not going to be, you know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, and then now, you know, like with Instagram and everything, like, you know, anybody who you know, follows my Instagram, you know, would know that, you know, I'm into my backyard farming and things, backyard to kitchen, you know what I mean? You know, it's really something that I'm passionate about and something that I plan to, you know, go into on a you know, certainly a bigger scale when retirement age is upon me. And, you know, also, like, people might be surprised to know that I'm, you know, like, I'm into, construction pretty much. For the last couple of weeks, I've been managing a bathroom renovation. So, there's also a field that I'm going to be going into in the future, or just about right now, pretty much.
Wow.
So, yeah. And, you know, those are things that, you know, these are not things that I'm looking at as, oh, just business opportunities. But, you know, these are also things that I'm, you know, I'm very passionate about, too. So, yeah.
Excellent.
We'll be doing that.
Excellent. So mm-hmm. You talked about those are things you share on your social media. Who are some of the people that you love to follow on social media?
I mean, you know, I can't really say there are people that I love to follow. I mean, I, you know, I follow the people, but, you know, somebody like Major Hype, sometimes, you know, when I have some free time, you know, I scroll through the videos and that's what I write. Like, you know, really, really hilarious character. And I think, you know, not just simply so, but, you know, like, I find him to be incredibly talented in terms of the different characters he's able to portray and depict, you know, within the skits. And I really respect for him and, in that regard. So, yeah, Major Hype is one of my favorite Instagram followers, if you want to call it. So, and then, what else again? Yeah, I mean, nothing else really comes to mind like that. You know, I mean, it's, like I say, I'm not really, like, Insta-crazy in terms of following like that, you know. So I hardly go to my own feed, to be honest. It's usually, if I might search for something in particular, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Got it. So now you've been in this business over a decade now. What do you know now that you wish you knew 10 years ago, let's say, when you first started in the game?
Well, you know, it's like the way I see things now, it's kind of hard to answer this question because I really feel like, you know, all the experiences leading up to now kind of prepare you for, you know, everything that is to come and for the future. And, you know, as a matter of fact, contributed to, you know, the person you are now and just, you know, everything within that. So, I don't know. I think I would just really like to know that all you need to do is just work and everything works out. I think there's so much anxiety and fear and doubt that creeps in, and you know, there's no those are not productive emotions to, or you know, whatever. So you know, I would like to just know that this, all you need to do is just do your work and do it consistently, and everything takes care of itself. You know.
Everything takes care of itself. Just work hard, basically. Got it. Well, we love that.
I used to think about working hard, but it's not as hard as working smart, right, and working consistently. Because you might work hard in spurts, and then, you know, the time you have to start, you know, from scratch, pretty much is like, you know, it's counterproductive. Mm. So if you work smart and work consistently, you know, that can be better than working hard if you don't work hard consistently. You know what I mean?
Got it. You've given me a lot of your time. I just have one more question. Tell me, what is one thing that's on your bucket list that you want to get done, let's say, within the next year?
Bucket list. I can't say I have one of those. What I can say is, what I really want to do is make sure that I'm maximizing my potential, you know? So that's what I want to do. That's the ultimate on the bucket list, maximize your potential.
Got it.
Well, in every respect. So not just as an artist, but just as a human being, you know?
Got it. I love it. So you're a farmer, you're building homes, you're traveling the world, you've worked with all these people around the world. What's next for Agent Sasko?
Well, like I said, just staying consistent and, you know, on the quest of maximizing my potential and, you know, just really, like I said, following this my appreciation of, you know, just doing your work and, you know, and allowing everything else to fall into place, you know. I'm also in the midst of constructing a studio at my home. So,
oh, wow.
I'll be working a lot more efficiently from here on out. Yeah, and just, like, to have a space like that where I can really just immerse myself in the creative process and, you know, experiment as well. With so many things that, you know, really I'm looking forward to that. So hopefully by the end of the summer, I'll have that up and running, and, you know, it's going to be a whole new universe.
Wow.
And a new, just so many different possibilities. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So does that mean also you'll be looking for talent to bring on board?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to be doing a lot more, you know, producing,
mm-hmm.
you know, as soon as, you know, when I get the studio up. So, you know, that's going to be a natural part of that, like, you know, finding new talent and, you know, just bringing some crazy things to the world. And not just new talent, like, I'm also in the midst of producing some tracks for some people, established artists. And so, you know, I'm not going to speak of it until, you know, we have some things ready to go, but it's going to be some interesting releases coming out. And, you know, I'm very excited about it.
Okay, so I lied. I said I only had one more question, but I lied. I have another one. Why do you think the top names in the industry come to Assassin? I mean, there's a multitude of other dancehall artists, and, of course, some of them do collaborate, but I find, like, you've really been getting the attention of some of the biggest names in the business. Why do you think they come to you?
Well, I'm going to be 100%, like, first of all, starting with the Kanye situation. I would be lying to suggest that Kanye was wherever he was thinking, you know, I need to find assassin to be distracted. Like, he really was, like, his team was in Jamaica doing an open call, and, like, you know, they were just recording some stuff for a compilation album. It wasn't even supposed to be a Kanye project, but, you know, some compilation thing, and, you know, they wanted to record various artists, and, you know, I was given that opportunity. I went there, I recorded some stuff, and, you know, Kanye heard one of them and decided that he wanted to put it on his album. And, you know, that became, you know, the first step into a lot of other opportunities coming along. So, you know, of course, right away, you're in a different playing field, and, you know, you're at a different, you know, level of exposure. And so people are hearing, you know, we'll just get on the Kanye track, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then after that, you know, so after doing a bit of work over that year, that was like 2013, by the time, Boy Wonder was working on the Kendrick Lamar track, you know, he reached out to a friend of mine, the Cardinal official, and saying, yo, I'll just start working on for Kendrick. You know, the, like, you know, like, I really feel like it could have been able to make a Jamaican vibe or whatever. And he's like, yo, try assassin. And I mean, I was like, oh, yeah. You know, it was easy to make that recommendation because, you know, you can go, oh, yeah, he's the same guy on that Kanye track, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, the same stuff, I did that, and, you know, they fell in love with it, so, you know, they used it. So, you know, it's as simple as that now.